decades, but their marriage was just a sliver of her legacy. Ernie Suggs is with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
He knew her whole life. Can you imagine knowing someone for almost a century? And they've been married for 77 years, and it's just been like this beautiful partnership. You know, I think that's the best word to use, a loving partnership that has sustained itself for 77 years.
Both have said she was the more political of the pair. She'd often sit in on cabinet meetings and spoke out on controversial issues. President Biden remembered Rosalynn before boarding Air Force One tonight in Virginia.
You know, they're really an incredible family because they brought so much grace to the office.
Tough to hear there, but Mr. Biden says the Carters brought grace to the White House. Rosalynn Carter was 96. Israel says it has uncovered more evidence that Hamas was using a hospital complex in Gaza as a command center as the humanitarian crisis there grows. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
The hospital complex has been mostly evacuated, including 31 premature babies who were transferred to a hospital in southern Gaza and will eventually receive treatment in Egypt. They are in extremely critical condition.
They're not suitable conditions for them to stay alive.
The babies became a symbol of what critics call Israel's reckless endangerment of civilians.
Today marks 1 year since five people were gunned down at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. Jeff Astin lost his son at Club Q and read a poem to him.
Now all that love you must make a new start. With your light to guide us within our hearts.
17 others were injured in the rampage. The shooters locked up for life. The holidays are right around the corner, just in time for a little seasonal depression. WTOP radio reporter Gigi Barnett talked to Dr. Norman Rosenthal over at Georgetown.
Looking for ways to treat it? He says,
get more light.
That can be done with special lamps or a stroll outside. Also,
keep active. Keep your social dates. Don't veg out, because if you behave like a hibernating bear, you'll feel like a hibernating bear.
And some good news, I-10 is opening back up in L.A.
10,000 labor hours all told to get us to this point ahead of schedule.
That is Governor Gavin Newsom there. He says SoCal drivers can use it tonight, but the freeway will be fully operational just in time for rush hour tomorrow morning. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 30 tonight, under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 45 tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow night, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Director's Cut for this November 19th, Session 42. Your host and program director here, James, with my partner in art, our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Hey, everyone. Hope everyone's having a great weekend so far. We're going to wrap it up with some great, great music. We're doing something a little different today.
Yeah. So Seth brought this up a little while ago, and it got both of our brains spinning, of course. We've been doing this for over a year.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I've rambled enough already about how I've wanted to do this show for 20 years, and now we're finally able to do it, and how cool I think that is. We want to send a shout out to our first guests on October 30th, the SpongeBob SquarePants musical.
We had Amber
and the gang on to talk about that. That was a lot of fun. Our friends with CWAC. Mm-hmm. It was a great first show. So what we want to do with these next two episodes, this one we're going to center around music and a lot of the musical guests that we had joining us. I think for the next one, we will kind of focus a little bit bit more on some of the guests and some of the more conversations that we had. We'll see how that one plays out.
Yeah.
For now, we want to kick this off with some musicians and bringing them in. And we were so blessed in the we're so blessed in this area. They have so many amazing musicians.
Oh my gosh.
So many different styles of music. Mm-hmm. I really feel like while we haven't probably hit every genre, we've hit almost every genre with this show unintentionally, but kind of organically.
We really have. And, you know, I was just going out and picking songs that we're going to play today. And I was amazed. I was like, wow, gosh, we really have hit, you know, the gamut of things yeah. here. We've had, you know, a certain amount of country, of course, considering the area we live in. That's not surprising. But we had more pop, more mm-hmm. rock. Of course, the Lizards will be included right, in this. Right. We had some great jazzy stuff from Rebecca. Mm. We'll be hearing from that. And we've even got some polka from yes. Pete Ravel.
Yeah.
This it just shows the diversity of music in the area and the amazing musicians that we have here.
Does remind me, too, to all of our opera singers here in the central Wisconsin area. We haven't hit that niche yet. We got to hit opera. Haven't hit that yet.
Anyone out there, Brad? Come on.
Any Pavarotti players? Anybody out there?
We would love to do that.
That would actually be a really fun show. I do actually use this as a reminder to anybody out there listening. If you yourself are a musician, you know any musicians, hit us up. Get in touch with us and everything. I would love to be able to get to towards the end of the run of this show or whatever it is now, 100 years from now, and be like, man, I think we got everybody. I think we got all of our local musicians.
That would be so cool.
There's got to be a way of having more and more of this, of us and them mm-hmm. working together. And I know that that's something that we're working on behind the scenes and looking to get done for you out there, our great listeners. Mm-hmm. And I'd be remiss if I didn't start right there, really, because it begins with the guests that we have on and how mm-hmm. thankful we are to them. But it almost means nothing. We'd just be talking to ourselves and these guests if it wasn't for you guys out there. So thank you so much Absolutely. To you guys popularizing this show and making it so celebrated.
So what we're going to do here is, like I think most people figured out by now, it's a clip show. We've got in terms of the song, I should say song show, because we've picked out basically one song for all of our guests that either have performed live or it's been a recording. We've again run the gamut for all of that. One thing I do want to mention is I try to focus on originals, songs that they have written themselves. Now, not every guest we have is a songwriter.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. We love that. Just play whatever you got. Mm-hmm. But we love it if you're able to perform your own material on this. And so that's why we're focusing on that. And, you know, not only are we starting the show in a great way, but our first musical guest that we ever had was a no-brainer for this area.
Yeah. Oh, really, really. And for our station.
Yeah, that's true.
Technically, the first musical guest I ever had on the air, I asked to be on and said yes, Ben Shittek.
Yes.
Ben is, of course, one of our local great musicians. Ben is in literally 9,000 bands.
Yes.
So he was a perfect choice to have on the first.
And, of course.
And we couldn't have asked for a better first musical guest, really. Not only because of what Seth's saying there, but the wide variety of the music Ben plays.
Absolutely.
The different bands that he's in and styles that he's in. He's such a good fit for not only what we're doing, but really our area, mm-hmm. I think. He's a good compass of that. And it's also a great like friend of ours, like we just like
good
Ben.
Friend
we just get along
friend of
with
the show
Ben. Yeah, friend of the show.
So what's the song where you chose for Ben today?
We chose a good one for Ben.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a ballad. It's a personal one, and now I'm not thinking of the name you just told me 2 seconds ago.
Okay,
teed me up and set me up perfectly
up there.
And we're keeping this in the show. Yeah, we're keeping this in because I messed that up and I want the audience to know.
All right, so I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do the first one and then we'll go from there. So here is Ben Shittek and an original of his, A Little Prayer for Rosie Stone.
Ain't that something? I've been having this feeling for a long, long time now. Ain't that reeling? How I couldn't find the words in other people's poems, so I burned them all and I wrote my own. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith or grow a backbone. And say a little prayer for Rosie Stone. Ain't that funny? What's bad for you is good for me now. Ain't that something? Mr. Smoke, I choked and stepped out of my skin. I was mourned and scorned, laughing in the face of sin. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith or grow a backbone. And say a little prayer for Rosie Stone. Ain't that something? I've been having this feeling for a long, long time now. Ain't that reeling? How I couldn't find the words in other people's poems, so I burned them up and I wrote my own. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith or grow a backbone. And say a little prayer for Rosie Stone. Take what you get or leave what you want. Have a little faith or grow a backbone. And say a little prayer for Rosie Stone.
Storm coming on, smelling in the wind. Got that funny feeling again. Somebody help me, I think I'm going down. I'm singing the same old familiar song. Somebody couldn't you please take me home? Back to that same old place I belong. It's been too far, too long, too far gone. My guitar's kept me rolling along. I've got six strings with my best friends playing that same old song again. I've been wondering lately what I'm doing here. This lonely road ain't heading nowhere. Feels like I'm going in circles, think I'm going insane. Somebody help me, I think I'm going down again. Somebody could you please take me home? Back to that same old place I belong. It's been too far, too long, too far gone. My guitar's kept me rolling along. I've got six strings for my best friends playing that same old song again. Take me home, back to the same old place I belong. It's been too far, too long, too far gone. My guitar's kept me rolling along. But I've got six strings with my best friends playing the same old song again. Oh,
Brad Jansen there from our January 29th episode when Brad joined us. Great song, untitled song.
That's
Brad.
Right. He didn't have a title at the time. Yeah, he had just written it, so that was really cool.
We go to that to our next musical guest that joined us on February 19th, Chase Quintes.
Quintes.
Yeah.
Chase Quintes was our next one, and he was interesting because he had performed in the first Hoozles Rise to Music.
Yes.
But he was relatively new to the scene. He hadn't had a chance to write many songs, but he did a great job. We really loved having him on here. Such a personable guy, too. Yeah. Great talker as well. So go check out that episode.
Mm-hmm. The date for that episode was February 19th.
So from February 19th, here's Chase Quintes with his cover of Grandma's Feather Bed.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, I used to go down to Grandma's house every month in or so. We'd have chicken pie and country ham, and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. Well, it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Well, it was made from the feathers of 4011 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. Well, it would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs in a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing you'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. Well, it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Well, it was made from the feathers of 4011 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. Well, it would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs in a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. I love my Ma, I love my Pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. Been fishing with my uncles, wrestled with my cousins, I even kissed Aunt Lou. If I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. Well, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. Yes, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road. Well, maybe not the gal down the road, but it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Well, it was made from the feathers of 4011 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. Well, it would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Short to let this pass you by. How you gonna know if you don't try? So what's the next step? Where do we go from here? No need to rush, we got time. 'Cause I've been hurting, so have you. Here's what I'm gonna do. gonna snatch you up and make you mine. Let me show you all the things I've come to know. Ooh, baby, I'm gonna love you so. I might be the wrong one, then again I might be right. How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try? So when you're lonely, why don't you think of me? I'll be right there by your side. Let's put away the past. Let's make them good times last. This love's too big to try. I wanna feel you rub your hands all over my skin. Come on, baby, let's begin. I might be the wrong one, then again I might be right. How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try?
That was the our good friend Chris Lee, another Hoozles performer that joined us on the show. And that was an original from his band that he used to be in, the now defunct Feed a Hungry Hippie.
Yes.
Great song. Yeah. And that was How You Gonna Know.
Mm. Good song, great person, great stuff. Artist. A lot of fun with Chris. I would all these artists I would love to have as our house band. Yeah. Chris would be a lot of fun, man. It'd be a good fit.
He's a fun guy. He is.
Another good one that we had such a good time talking on air, off air with, and really just a friend and somebody welcome here anytime. Jordan Bain. We really really enjoy working with Jordan, and you could tell because he's been on our show a couple of times.
Yes, yes, he has. We love Jordan.
He was with us on April 9th. It was a good time. You know, we enjoyed talking with him. We talked a little bit about Save Point, the band that is, again, not around anymore, another defunct band, and discussing Jordan's passion of music and what got him into it.
Yep. So here is Jordan Bain with Till Kingdom Come.
Way again. Just when our hope was lost, she came into my world. My seas are blue, your earth are green, simple and sweet, just like a dream. The setting sun, I cannot run. This smoking gun, you are the one. I give you the sum of all my love, of all my love, till kingdom come. Now all those yesterdays have vanished in a haze, old memories now obscured by the beauty of today. Some days I'll save you on my steed, and some days I'll tie you to the tracks. Oh, but you know that when your feet begin to bleed, I'll carry your weight upon my back. The setting sun, I cannot run. This smoking gun, you are the one. I will be done. I give you the sum of all my love, of all my love, till your kingdom come. Now is is there really a one, or even such a thing as love? Or was it simply just that I was far too young, naive and dumb? Where does my puzzle piece fit in the seas of life and where I swim? Search for the island where I'll stay, but could she be the setting sun? I cannot run this smoking gun. You are the one, I will be done. I give you the sum of all my love, of all my love till kingdom come.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Welcome back, everybody, to Director's Cut. Seth and James here with you, and we're about to go into some legendary music right now.
And this was a remarkable experience. It was so cool to be able to go to a local band, a local legendary band, been around for decades, and get to go to their place, their studio, get to talk with them. We had so much material. It was a two-parter. Mm. I mean, when your band's been around that long, you got a lot of stuff that you need to talk about.
30-plus years they have entertained mm-hmm. this area, and not only were we able to get a chance to go in studio, hang out with the guys, not only talk some history, talk about the legend of the band and how long they've been around, all this stuff, and getting great live material and music from them, but we got to talk and celebrate Jeff Goss and,
yes.
and talk about that, too, and it was something that I didn't expect, but I heard from Milo, heard from others in the band, healing, you know, it was healing for all of us.
That's
it was
really
all
cool.
of us that missed yeah. Jeff and everything, along with, you know, not for nothing. And we'll talk about this with Pete Ravel as well. We don't know how long we have these guys. Mm-hmm. And Jeff is an example of that. Jeff should still be with us. He's a young man.
Right.
He should still be with us. And we don't know how long we get these bands, how long we get this
yeah.
music. Having it recorded, having it on, you know, online, all this availability that we can pull it back and listen to whenever we want.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to those two episodes maybe more than any other ones we've done.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that time, and I'm so thankful to them for it.
Absolutely. And as not a local person, getting to know just the history of the band and hear him perform live, wow, it just blew me away.
The Lizards joined us in the two-parter on the April 30th episode and then the May 7th episode.
Yeah, and so sit back, everyone, relax, and listen to a live performance in studio of their recording, Utah Moon.
Utah Moon.
looking black as coal. Where did they wander? Where did the children go? Leaving food and shelter, leaving friend or foe. Utah moon, won't you shine on the canyon? Shine your light upon the ruins. Utah moon, won't you let your power lead me home? Lead me home. Now listen here. Some say it's far too late. Canyon standing, silent testament to mankind's twisted fate. Yeah, yeah, Utah moon, won't you shine on the canyon? Turn your light upon the ruins. Utah moon, won't you let your power lead me home? Lead me home. Utah moon. Utah moon, won't you shine down on me? Utah moon, won't you let your power lead me home? Lead me home.
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 Oh, God, I love the Lizards. Just amazing. Just awesome. And another awesome voice that we can go to right now. And now, unlike some of the other artists we've talked to, in being in this area a long time, I knew quite a few of these artists.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Alexis, but I didn't know her. I didn't know her name. I knew her voice. I didn't know her
right.
that well. We got the chance to hang out with Alexis Walton on February 26th episode. And my goodness, amazing voice. Just as amazing of a human being. Really enjoyed our time with her.
That's right. And if you go back and check out the episode, you'll learn, of course, she's the famous voice of the Carpet City commercial.
Yes,
that's probably her biggest claim to fame. Mm. But it was so cool to listen to her music that she has out there, including the one we're including here. This was a personal song that she wrote about a young man who died very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Alexis Walton with Joey's Song.
Give up. your dreams. Sometimes you will win, sometimes you will lose. Sometimes it is easy, other times you can't choose. Gonna break hearts too, and yours will end up broken a time or two. But don't you end up angry, don't you end up mean. Always be that gentleman I have seen. You're gonna make some choices, not know where to turn. Just know that I'll be there if you crash and you burn. Everyone has tough times. Everyone feels pain. After the clouds comes sunshine. But after all, what are rainbows without storms? Storms.
Grown Radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 30 tonight, under cloudy skies, east winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 45 tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation, tomorrow night, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Michael Charles there with Sometimes You Got It, Australia's own. God, that man can play. You can hear almost the history and the along with the wailing and the beautiful sounds that he makes with that beautiful
man. That his guitar playing second to none. You know, Australia. Of course, he lives in Chicago now. He's based out of Chicago. Yeah. But man, I mean, you're from Australia and you're playing in like Blues City. And he is, I mean, well known in Chicago for his playing.
Oh, yes.
We were so lucky to get him.
It was a get, man. A get. It really was. And a big shout out to him and his team and his agent being reaching out to us and being able to get him out of here. That was a lot of fun. We had just as much fun with a good friend of ours around here, Anna Rebecca.
Yeah.
Anna was with us on our FRM Friday once. Mm-hmm. We kind of became friends and had just been talking ever since. And big supporter of this young lady, really enjoying her work and where her career is going, and it's only going to keep going up and up and up. And we got her when she was just starting out, you know. That's pretty fun,
which is so cool. I would recommend listening to this episode because she was very honest about some of the challenges she faced about losing her voice and being very reluctant to sing anymore, and how she's had to work through that. And as a musician, you know, you lose something like that, it's big. It's very traumatic.
Been so thankful to every single guest we have to being so real and vulnerable with us. I've been taken back by that with every guest, from the maybe the most less known name to the biggest name we've had. Everybody's been that way and been very cool with us, and we've really appreciated that. That may have been the most honest interview. That may have been the one that was so vulnerable, so real. I just think about it, I'm getting a little feeling a little emotional about it. I've gone back and listened to that one a couple of times for the music in part, but also for some of the just to hear some of her responses. Really good interview, really good time. Again, that was August 6th that Anna joined us.
Yeah, and if nothing else, check out that episode because of the amazing instrumental work. I mean, oh my gosh, it's absolutely fabulous. But we did get her to sing a song for us live on the air, and that was very, very cool. Here she is singing the Bill Withers classic, Just the Two of Us.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us. Building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all you know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Breeze and I from the legend Pete Ravel. Just getting a little accordion in there for you, a little Pete in there for you. And, you know, I've been trying to get that interview for a couple of years.
He's not kidding. It took, for whatever reason, we just couldn't meet up with Pete.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a matter of schedules not working out and everything. Pete couldn't have been more inviting and more wanting to do the show. Just couldn't work it out schedule-wise.
So much fun.
It's fun to be able to do these things. We love supporting the arts, love supporting local. It's also got a bigger thing to it, too. There's more to it than just that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So that brings us to our most recent guest, another two-parter just because of the way it worked out for us.
Yeah.
And I know we both agree on this one.
Yeah.
This is a lady that's going places.
Yeah. Since the first time I heard her, she has been one of my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, when we're doing jobs like this, sometimes listeners, are they putting on airs? Do they really mean what they're saying or something?
We mean it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, she's the real deal.
She is.
Because that's how talented and good she is. She's an original. She is, whether it is the writing that she does or the way she sings, her style. I've told her this before many times. I don't think she can be labeled. I don't think you can pin her down as this style or this type of artist. The 2023 Hoozles Rise Music Champion, Kyler Cuzio.
That's right. Here is her live rendition of her song, Sober Thoughts.
Jeans. Looking into his eyes, I felt a mind crinkle at the seams. Couldn't help it when he touched my hand, my heart skipped a beat. Even though I know he's not the one that God picked out for me, I know that he showed me the light and leave me in the dark. But I would let him pull me in and give me the moon and stars. What it's not, drunken mind spills sober thoughts. He was the young dreamer I met in the fall, and I was a different person when I thought I knew it all. Things get a little out of hand when you let a life's game play on. Never miss someone that I never knew till I met him on that lawn. Now every year I meet him again for the first time. Hope one of these days I'll meet him again for the last time. I know you're a different person now than who you were with me. So I'm just gonna lie through my teeth and say it don't still sting. What happened to call me, baby. Now I'm drinking, wishing he wouldn't be the kind to leave, but fate ain't something you can wish away. I can't make this what it's not. Drunken mind spills sober thoughts. Didn't know that I said those three words that night till you shook me awake and I looked into your eyes. Said I didn't mean it and I became someone I'm not. Terrified cause I knew drunk mind spills sober thoughts. What happened to I'm okay? I won't go another day waiting for someone. Call me, baby. Now I'm drinking with shitty. Wouldn't it be the kind to leave? But fate ain't something you can wish away. I can't make this what it's not. I can't make this what it's not. Drunken mind spills sober thoughts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LaPierre.